pleased to be joined by a GTA kid himself. Matt Stajan, center for the Calgary Flames, joins me on the line right now. Matt, thanks so much for this. Let's start with the Jays, though. I mean, you're a Mississauga, a GTA guy. I know so many NHLers are on board with the Blue Jays right now. Are you one of them?
Yeah, for sure. I'm rocking my Jays hat. I grew up a Jays fan. I was nine years old when they won the two World Series, 9 and 10 years old. So it's been a long time, and it's exciting. You know, we have it. It's actually out west here in Calgary. It's really caught on. People are really tuning in, and the games start nice and early out here, so it's perfect.
Yeah, it seems like things have gone in that direction, and even, you know, baseball fans in Quebec that maybe grew up with the Expos have become Blue Jays fans. We always see the traveling fans from BC, from Vancouver, head down to Seattle to see the Blue Jays whenever they play road games against the Mariners. Do you see more and more Blue Jays hats in Cowtown?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, you just feel the buzz about it around the city. Maybe not for everybody, but, you know, for the people I hang around with and train with, it's definitely a topic of conversation daily. You know, it's exciting. I think, you know, it's been a long time coming, and you know, they're Canada's team because they're the only one we got, and you know, everybody has high hopes.
It must kill some of those people though to root for a team with the city of Toronto on it, right? Like, because I know how there are people in this country who think everything's Toronto centric, and it is. I mean, it's the biggest city in this country, but I'm sure there's a bit of a pushback towards the Toronto-centric nature of the Blue Jays as well. Am I off base a bit?
Yeah, maybe. For sure, some people. I'm not too worried about it because I grew up in Mississauga. So,
yeah.
But definitely you see people who don't like to root for Toronto for that reason. But, you know, I grew up in Mississauga. I grew up cheering for all the Toronto teams, and even the Argos, I keep an eye on them, and I see them doing well. So it's been a good summer for Toronto sports. And, you know, I think for the Blue Jays, most people, I think a lot of people have jumped on board. But you definitely still have the people who are going to hope a Toronto team not to do well.
Yeah, no question about it. Talking to Matt Stajan, center for the Calgary Flames. So your captain's hanging around for a while, and he got paid just a little bit. Mark Giordano signing a six-year deal yesterday. What kind of message and what kind of emotion will that get from that locker room going forward?
You know what? I don't think there was ever any doubt that he'd be here long term. He's our leader. He's you know, he's such a great guy. We're close friends, but you know, he's such a great guy to begin with, on and off the ice. He's fantastic. And, you know, everybody looks up to him. I think, you know, he is our hardest working player. You know, for young guys coming in, you know, you just kind of watch. And even for me being the same age as him, you know, you just kind of watch the way he handles himself. And he's a special person for sure. And our team's so lucky to have him. He's helped turn this franchise around here in the last few years, and speeding up the process. And I think, you know, it's well deserved. And you know, I think for years to come, I don't think you could ask for a better leader in the game to help lead your franchise.
When a guy signs a six-year, $40.5 million extension, like, is he on the hook for at least the first team dinner of the year? Like, how does that work?
Oh, the guys will be all over him for sure. I'll make sure he buys me a few dinners too here. But you know, he's very generous. I don't think that's going to be a problem. I think you know, usually when guys sign a big deal, you know, and that's obviously a huge deal, there's usually a team dinner involved. You know, so they happen quite a bit. There's a lot of big contracts going around these days in the NHL with the high salary cap, and you know, it'll be fun. And you know, but he's a generous guy. I think hopefully we get a couple dinners out of him.
Talking to Matt Stajan of the Calgary Flames, Ben Ennis filling in for Jeff Blair, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. So you guys, it's going to be a different feeling going into this year, because you made the playoffs, you won a round. There's no more, hey, pesky underdog Calgary Flames that nobody expects to do anything. there's expectations on this team right now. How does that change things going into the season?
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, I think we have high expectations for ourselves, and you know, I think you know, we want to build off last year. You know, we had a good run without, you know, with some key injuries. Obviously, our best player in Gio was hurt in the playoffs, and we were able to win around. So, you know, I think everybody's excited. You know, there's a lot of people that want to build off of last season. It's going to be tough, but you know, there's still going to be the doubters that are going to say that we can't build off of it, and the expectations are there, and they don't know how we're going to deal with it. But you know, that's a challenge for our group, and we'll be focused. We'll be a hardworking team, and you know, you got to play the games. I think, you know, there's in the NHL, it's the parities. It's unbelievable how tight it is. You see good teams every year miss the playoffs. So we know that there's a big challenge ahead, and we're ready for it. And we're hoping that all our young guys take another step. And as a team, we have to take another step.
What's it like being one of the elder statesmen on this team, being one of the veterans, when you are talking about such a young team yourself, and obviously the captain, Mark Giordano? Are you a vocal guy? Like, how do you lead, or do you leave that to the other guys and you just lead with your performance? How does that work when you are dealing with such a young team?
I think everybody brings their own, you know, you just kind of be yourself. You know, I think I'm pretty vocal. I'm probably one of the more vocal older guys. You know, it's just kind of, you know, guys have different ways about going about things. And, it's weird. It, you know, it's such a different landscape than when I came into the league. You know, the teams are so young. The average age of the team is so young. You know, when I came in, I'm 31, and I was beginning of free agency. So it's so different. But, you know, I really like, you know, being a part of a leadership group and having that role as one of the older guys. You know, and I think, you know, we just have to make sure everybody's focused and, you know, guys have to be themselves and enjoy it and enjoy every experience that you know, every game brings. And I think that's the way you got to go about things. Take it one day at a time. I know it's cliche, but you can't.
it's the biggest cliche there is, Matt.
It is the biggest cliche, and then hockey players say it all the time. But tell you the truth, that's all you can do, because there's so many ups and downs. And, you know, I've been fortunate to have a long career, and hopefully I have a bunch of years left. But that's how you get through it, because you know, when things are tough, you can't look back. You got to look forward, and that's the way we do things.
I'm still working on a way to take multiple days at a time. I would do it if it were possible, but I still haven't figured out a way. Talking to Matt Stajan, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. So Alberta is kind of the place to be for hockey come the start of the NHL season, because you've got the Connor McDavid effect with your rivals in the Edmonton Oilers. And we know there is a rivalry there, pretty significant one, especially among the fans. And those games are all always intense. Is there a bit of a sense of, hey, why are the Oilers getting so much attention? They've done nothing. This kid, I know he's got lots of promise and lots of potential, and there's already been comparisons made to Sidney Crosby and Wayne freaking Gretzky. Is there a bit of, not jealousy, because you guys won a playoff round last year, but is there a little bit of a, who is this team? And do you feel that rivalry as players as much as the fans do?
You know what? It's exciting, to tell you the truth. I think we hope the Edmonton Oilers get as much attention as possible. I think, obviously, McDavid's a special player. I've never seen him play, but you hear things, you see him on TV. I think all the rookie tournament games in Penticton have been sold out already, and he's probably the reason for that. So there's definitely a lot of hype, and you feel it for sure within the province. But, you know, Calgary is such a supportive city for the Flames, and that's kind of what we feel. And it makes the rivalry exciting. I think, you know, maybe nationally the Oilers and, you know, they've had a lot of top three picks, first overall picks, so there's a lot of hype, and there has been the last few years. So, you know, going into those games, it's, you know, it's a challenge for us to make sure we prove to everybody that, you know, we're the real deal and we're the ones you should be talking about. So it's definitely growing, the rivalry, for sure. I think, and I think it'll continue, especially if we keep climbing like we did last year, and if the Oilers can take the next step, there's going to be a growing rivalry, and hopefully get it back to like it was in the 80s here, because you know, that was some fun hockey for the fans, and you hear about it all the time. And I think you know, that will happen with you know, the direction that both teams are going in.
Yeah, it could be some fun games between you two guys coming up next year. Talking to Matt Stajan, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. And I know everybody's talked about Connor McDavid being a very humble, very nice kid, and I'm sure he is, but when you get on the ice, it's about winning hockey games, and part of that might be getting in a guy's head. Do you expect, Matt, for guys to be pretty vocal about the fact that he's so highly touted, that he's so hyped? And I know there will be some protection that the Oilers give him, but I got to imagine that's got to be part of the head games that go into playing the Oilers this year.
Yeah, I think, you know, you have a game plan going into every game, and you know, you try and target certain players and try and keep them off their game. You know, we have players on our team that are paid to do that, whether it's, you know, just being in the face of other players or you know, just kind of giving them tough minutes. So it's no different. You know, we've played against you know, the Sedins a long time, and you know, really good players in our division. You know, LA has a bunch of players, so it's going to be no different. You just kind of try and get under their skin when you have to, but you know, sometimes it's some players are you leave alone. You know, just kind of got to feel it out. But you know, it'll be exciting. I think, you know, we have a lot of good young players coming up too. Stan Bennett's going to be a special player. We have Sean Monahan, Johnny Gaudreau. So, you know, I think we just got to worry about you know, our dressing room and our guys and go from there.
Hey, Matt, before we let you go, the Belleville Bulls moving out of Belleville, and you're one of the notable alum, obviously, for that OHL franchise. Any memories of Belleville, and what were your feelings when that team moved and moved to Hamilton?
Yeah, I was shocked, very sad. You know, kind of came out of nowhere. You've heard rumors, you know, the last few years, but you never think it would actually happen. It kind of happened quickly, so very disappointed. You know, I always had hope that maybe one day I could go back there and be a part of a junior organization, maybe in Belleville. I've met my wife in Belleville, so we go there every summer, and it's such a great city. So it's very unfortunate. Hopefully, you know, a team finds their way back there at some point. But yeah, it sucks, and I think, you know, it's a big loss for the city for sure.
Yeah, and I'm sure people in Belleville feel the exact same way. Matt, thanks so much for doing this. Really appreciate it.
All right, thank you very much. Have a great day.